Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, that cut off pretty early. Hey, everybody, you're here at United Wrestling Council Radio with me, Sonia, and Lance Winters. Hello. Hello, Lance, are you there? Oh, I think we lost everybody. The call-in number is 563-993-016. Let me play the commercial and I'll see what happened.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Hey, Lance, you there now? Hello. Anybody there? We're having some difficulties. Hello? Lance,
Hello.
Are you there?
Greetings. Oh, yes, I'm here.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo,
what is going on? It's your boy Lance Winters here with the Bully Zone. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I think I fell off right after we got started. I was with you in the pre-show, but you know how things get over here at the council. How are you doing today, Sonia?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, besides a small little snafu, you know, not too bad at all myself. I want to inform the crowd about what's going on tonight, if you guys don't mind. Fabi's not going to be here with us tonight. I guess, you know, in the last 2 weeks, he was teasing Sonia about being sick, so guess who's sick this week? yeah, those nicotine, those tobacco cravings get you, man, so now he's over here. We're wishing him the very best, and hopefully he'll be with us next week. But with that being said, you know, I'm the youngest person. I feel like I'm next in line for this sickness, so I got to stop chewing that tobacco, you know what I'm saying, Sonia?
Yeah, I don't even chew tobacco. It's mostly the edibles for me.
Oh, okay. You still got something going on in you. So why don't you let the people know, you said you had a guest for us today at 7:15. Who you got for us? Because I'm curious to know.
Venom Nuclear will be joining us at 7:15 to respond to AJ's Mana's claims to being the number one contender for the United Wrestling Council Heavyweight Champ. I got Venom. I don't know. I like Venom. I love his style of wrestling. AJ's cool, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, both these individuals are very talented, very strong, so
yes,
That's something I'll never have. But I'll tell you one thing. Venom is one of the guys I can go hang out with, have a nice taco, have a nice conversation, and still watch him beat the crap out of somebody. AJ Mana,
yep,
on the other hand, he's someone who's more business. He's someone who I probably wouldn't have a taco date with, but he would still smash out his enemies. I can see the frustration,
yeah,
of both these men wanting to be the number one contender, but until you're able to take on the biggest guy in the yard, we can't tell who's the number one contender. And these are two very big guys in one yard.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this match, though. Like, this one's going to be a good one. They seem like they're very well, like, you know, like, they're both two badasses going at it, you know? Like, so that's always, like, one of my favorite things to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course. There's nothing better than hard-hitting action when it comes from a movable object and an unstoppable force.
Yeah. I can't wait. August 27th, Metroflex Gym in Hawaiian Gardens, everybody. 3 p.m.
UWZ presents No More Tardies. I don't know. We're still working on the name. We'll get that figured out by the next show, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in because, yes, this show is going to be one of the best shows we've put on so far.
Yes, it is.
If you guys don't know what's going on, we have a recap with our main event being Drew Masters defending his UWC Heavyweight Championship against Moyzilla. Man, that's a topper. After just taking on, it's crazy, you take on El Aguaman, Chaz Herrera, and now you're being put against somebody that's your, that's someone you grew up with. I don't know what's a better way to say it. Like, you know, they both train together, they both go to the same school and stuff, and since winning the belt, you know, he had a match with Moises, and Moises came on top. So
yeah,
that
that's
gives him
Drew's going to have to really step up and, you know, try to defend that belt the best he can. Otherwise, Moisilla's going to take it just like he beat him last time.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to see our main event, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a banger.
Yeah.
Drew Masters and Moisilla. Who are you looking for in that match, if you don't mind me asking?
Me? Drew. I love Drew. He's one of my favorites. And I want to see him be champion as long as he can. Until
Venom
gets
him. Well, as long as he can is a key word because, as we talked about with Drew last episode, there's a lot of people coming out of the woodworks. And if Drew doesn't align himself with the manager who he thinks who could help him out, wink, wink, then, yeah, all these competitors, they might end up eating him alive. And I'm kind of worried about that because Drew is so young. And I'm not no discredit to his age or anything. I'm just saying he's young in the business compared to someone as big as Venom, AJ Mana, and those sorts. So I'm worried about his health and safety if he doesn't have a man in his corner. But that's not here or there. I want to see Moises because if Moises got the win on this guy, now he wants to get the win again with the belt. I'm confident he might be able to do that, but that might also add a whole nother layer of pressure, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it will. Yeah, Drew better step up, you know? I hear this guy more. I haven't seen Moisilla wrestle personally, but I hear he's really great, you know? So.
Oh, let me tell you a little bit about the man. He's really great.
Yes, tell me.
He's really great. Okay, so this guy, he trains with Drew at the same school. This guy not only wrestles, he's in a band. Not only is he in a band, he makes his own gear. Not only does he make his own gear, he makes his own apparatuses. What's an apparatus, you may ask me? Well, have you ever seen the wings on a he creates his own. It's a whole vibe. This man is a man of many trades, many skills. And I think that's enough of a reason to give him a championship match, you know? So it'll be fun to see these two young cats go back and forth.
Yeah, it sounds like he's putting on in the work that he needs to be able to freaking thrive in this business.
Yeah, I'll try to get him on with us sometime soon because he's really interesting character to me. You know, I've seen him around in person and through social media. You know, he's very humble, but he's also very deadly. You can't forget that. He's someone you don't want to take lightly, Drew.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that match. I want to see somebody. Like, it's great. Like, I love having the heavyweight championship belt now because it gives it more of an excitement to see if Drew's going to be able to keep it or if somebody's going to take it. You know, like, it's just awesome.
Yes, just because Drew's on top. Sorry. I'm excited. I'm excited as well. I'm over here running in circles right now. I'm waiting for August 27th, you know? We need to have this match.
I know.
Everyone is on their heels to see Drew Masters win or lose.
Yep. That's going to be crazy. And then we have the next, one of the other matches we have is with Guyam, a bull rope match?
I don't know if it's Texas, but it's a bull rope match.
Yeah.
I think there's
so
only a few
Tony
differences
Reigns
between a bull rope
Guyam
and a Texas bull rope.
Okay, yeah, so I don't know. I've the bull rope thing is where they're tied together, right? And then they they just wrestle? Yes, okay. So, yeah, I'm excited to see that one, too. I feel like Tony Reyes might have more of an advantage on this one, but Kayab's a badass, and he's down for whatever, so I could see this one going either way.
I'll give it to Kayab. He's a tough son of a gun. You know, he's one half of those Chivos. You know, he's a legend in the making. Not a legend in the making. He's a walking legend. He's a living legend, is what I should say.
Yeah, he is.
But at the same time, if you get too close, Tony Reyes might knock your teeth out. Tony Reyes is one of those hard-hitting sons of guns. And when you can't rely on jumping over the ropes or evading, and you're forced to be right in front of Tony Reyes, that's going to be a challenge, man. And you're right. I can't wait to see how these two grown men just dominate in physical with each other. You know, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
I think Tony's
going to
win.
So excited. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I love Kayam, so I'm going for Kayam. That's my buddy.
Never go back on your buddy.
He's freaking badass. He's just a badass. I love seeing him wrestle. Like, he's one of my favorites. Like, he may be older, but that dude can still flip and he can still go. Like he's a young, like, you know, he's still young.
Yeah.
I love it.
And soon
watching,
we'll be talking with. Oh, sorry.
Oh no, go ahead. We'll be calling Venom right now in like 4 minutes.
Yeah, and we'll get that third match, which we spoke with AJ Mana about 2 weeks ago, I'd say, where he has that challenge. Who's going to be the new number one contender for this heavyweight championship? And I guess we'll wait for Venom before we start prying into that one, ladies and gentlemen. Have you given up a phone number? I know I was a little disconnected in the beginning. I don't know if we went through that.
Oh, no, I haven't. The call-in number is 563-999-3016. Again, that's 563-999-3016.
Perfect. I think we'll be taking in any calls and requests after 7:30. If anybody is listening and wants to tune in, give your opinions, thoughts. We're going to be doing some reviews of wrestling, all the fun stuff we do here at the United Wrestling Council.
There was one thing that, since we have a little time, have you smelled what The Rock's daughter is cooking in the ring?
Oh, Ava Rain, yes. She's cooking up something.
At first I was like, dude, they were hyping her up, but she hadn't done anything. But finally now she's done like, what, 3 matches? And I actually I like her. I thought, you know, it's kind of like when somebody has like a parent or somebody that helps them get into the wrestling industry, it's kind of like you're always like, let's see, I wonder if they're as good as them. Like, I mean, obviously she just started off, so she's not going to be as good as her dad. But, I mean, she seems, like, great. Like, she kind of reminds me of her, of Nia.
Mm-hmm, Nia Jax.
Yes.
And
so she kind of reminds me of her.
Those are some big shoes for her to fill. Big shoes for her to fill in The Rock. But you got to remember, The Rock had some big shoes to fill as well, his father being Rocky Johnson, you know.
That's
so,
right.
So I can definitely see how that's stressful, and I want to applaud her for not being known as Ava Johnson or Ava The Rock. You know what I mean? She didn't take her daddy's name or part of it. She's making her own strides.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I love NXT.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, like, I've been wanting to bring her up for a while. Because I like to watch the girls. Like, I do watch the guys, but for me, it's like, I love watching the girls fight. Like, it's so cool. And, I don't know, can't argue with you there. Better. Like, I was watching the Money in the Bank, and I was like tripping on the Ronda, Shayna Blazer, Liv, and Raquel fight.
Yes. Oh, my God. Can't wait to talk about that.
we'll talk about it after we get Venom on, but I'll be calling him in 1 minute. Let me get his number loaded up. I'm a little slow at running the board because I'm used to Dan doing it.
No problem. Dan the Man is nowhere to be found. Luckily, you have Flint and Sonya taking care of business. We all know Manny's in the background listening. Hello, Manny. How's it going, boss? We're doing great right now, taking over the show. I hope you're enjoying the content.
Yes. All right. So let's give him a call. Might have to warn him that it's a New York number.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. How are you?
Good. You're right here with us on the United Wrestling Council Radio Podcast. And we have my co-host, Lance Winters, with us today.
Sweet deal. We are in. We are on. How's it going? Happy 4th of July. Happy, what is it?
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 6th of July now.
My 40th birthday is 6 days away.
No way. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's next Wednesday. I'm going to be the big 4-0. Lance, did you disappear?
Thanks for the heads up. I'll be sure to send you a little cake emoji with the nuclear symbol or something.
Thank you. So, how's it? We wanted to get your... Not last week. The week before, we had AJ on. And Lance, can you fill him in on what he was saying?
Yeah, he was pretty much saying you're cool, but you're not as cool as him. You may be rough and tough, but you ain't got all of his stuff. He was just generally saying you may be challenging
really cool
him,
lines,
but... Oh, I know. I just shot those on the fly. You know, I'm paraphrasing. But pretty much he said that he's excited to see you, but don't get too excited to think you're going to come over on him. He thinks he's going to show you the Samoan shooter style. And I try to
He better. I expect nothing less.
Yeah, because I was trying to tell him he's going up against one of the craziest guys in the business. Like, I'm eating tacos with this man. He doesn't play around. He's big deals.
I take that as a positive, totally. Being crazy is always a good thing. Can't be too crazy. Especially this line of work. You know it too well.
Yes, but just enough to get the job done. So are you worried about AJ Mana and his overconfidence, it seems like?
Not at all. I'm as excited as a fat kid going, like, on a, you know, tour of a chocolate factory, honestly. Like, for real, man. I'm excited to work with AJ Mana. I'm always looking for, you know, great opponents, great competition. And I know he's got the stuff. He's tough, and he's got all the tools. And honestly, like I said it before, and I've said it again, you know, he's a warrior, and I respect that. I respect everything he is, you know. I respect a little competitive trash talk. Hey, I'm all for it. That's what I'm here for. That's what Venom is here for. And AJ, if you're listening to this right here, right now, I want you to know the Nuclear Warrior is more excited about this than you are about going against Nuclear Warrior. And I can't wait to stand across the ring from you and then exchange holds, exchange moves, and come out, hopefully, with a mutual respect, an even bigger one. Because, Mana, you and I, we're going to tear the house down.
Yes, I love to hear that, man. Yes. Sonya, sorry.
I'm really excited to see you guys' match. It'll be
definitely. It's going to be nuclear.
Yeah, like we have a good a few, like our main event is going to be Drew against Moyzilla. Have you you've seen Drew, but have you seen Moyzilla?
Wait, are you asking me or you're asking Lance?
No, you.
Oh, no, yeah, no, I know Moyzilla. Yeah, he's really, really good. I really dig his look. With, like, the half mask, the ghetto by, like, I dig him as a character and everything. I can't wait.
Yeah, like, your guys' match and that match are, like, the ones that we're, like, anticipating the most. Like, I can't wait. I love the best.
Compliments. Man, it's too early for compliments. I'm not even ready. You're over here making my night already. I'm like, I haven't even done anything yet, but thank you. Jeez, I needed the motivation. That's great. I appreciate that.
Well, dude, from the last show, like, you were really awesome. Like, you put on a great show. It was very great. You and Rickster.
Big Bad Rickster, another super talented guy. Like, oh dude, if I get to work with him again, that was so much fun.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, I liked how you would do like a move and then you would just do like a pose. It was cool.
You see, you're telling me this now, but when it happens, I don't even notice it. I guess it's like my nature. Comes naturally.
You spread your arms like if you're an eagle or something.
An eagle. Stop giving me ideas. I'm going to start calling myself, like, the Nuclear Eagle every time I do, like, high spots or something.
I love it. This man's always ready for the camera. It looks like he's even subconsciously posing between beatings and whoopings.
Man, I'm subconsciously posing while I'm in between tacos, man. Like, when I'm eating them, I'm still posing. When I'm doing anything else, I'm just always in character. I'm posing right now on the phone with you right here doing this podcast.
Are you wearing your mask right now?
I mean, we all wear masks in a way, don't we all? Right? Of course I'm wearing my mask right now. Come on now. I sleep with it on. I guess you could say the sleeping mask. The nuclear warrior has no kids, but he's full of dad jokes too. So come at me.
A man with humor and strength, the full package.
And a huge appetite for competition and tacos. Yeah.
Those tacos were bomb that day, too.
Oh,
I don't know what
dude.
The ladies do, but
they spoiled me. They spoiled me. They were too nice.
And
I was expecting, like, the lady to pinch my cheeks, too, because I was, like, standing there.
Those ladies were very excited to be there. I think that was their first time.
Hey, they're going to be back again, aren't they? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think they're very drawn in by the action. And obviously the sell, everyone wanted tacos.
Yeah. Well, nobody wants the tacos more than the nuclear warrior, best believe. So.
What about the pony
ride?
Yeah,
I've been next to
pony rides this time.
I'm sorry?
There's going to be pony rides this show, too. Are you going to ride a pony? Yo, what? No,
this
like, we're going to have the guy that comes.
This is a serious question. This
is
guy, yeah.
We're really having this guy come with a few ponies, and he's going to have, like, you know, little rides for, like, the kids and stuff. So we want to see which wrestlers wanted to be on the, wanted to take a ride on the ponies. Hello? Did I lose you guys?
You didn't lose me. You lost me on the ponies. We already talked about that last week. I have no interest in riding those ponies. I'm good being 6 foot wherever I am, you know. But Venom, you with us? You want to ride a pony?
Well, did we lose him? Well, let's try calling him back then.
We might have had a nuclear breakdown here at the UWC radio station, but that's no worries. We'll get him back on the line.
Yeah, let me pull it back up. Having some technical difficulties with these calls today.
No worries. It's always a learning experience, and as long as all we can do is what we can do, you know?
Hello. Sorry about that. These phones are acting up today. Hello?
Something's just dropping everybody today.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not working. Yeah, it says it dropped again. Let me text him and send him the number. Because, yeah, this is crazy.
Sounds good. And as you do that, I'll do a little quick little news segment going on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but back in 2004, do you guys ever remember when Billy Kidman and Paul London just randomly showed up at the Tag Team Championships? Yeah, I remember that. It was 2004 at the WWE taping in SmackDown. It was a dark show where they beat the Dudley Boys, Bubba Ray and D-Von, to win the WWE Tag Team belts. Now, I remember that because I remember 1 week they were not the champions, and then the next week they were the champions. So it was a fun little experience for me understanding how dark shows or live shows work, because that was my first title change experience. So there you have it, in 2004, Manitoba, Canada.
All right, so I sent him the number. Let's see if he gets it. Oh, no, I don't know, maybe we should just move on to some Money in the Bank since we lost him until he calls back.
Some money in the bank.
Oh, there he goes. Now, here he comes.
Okay. Can you
Hello.
Hear me?
Yeah, sorry
Hello.
About that. Calling out sometimes.
No, I went on this huge rant about riding that pony to the ring. Like, I cut, like, this huge epic promo about the pony. And then I realized you guys weren't on the line anymore.
I know. I was going to ask you about, oh, maybe she didn't like the ponies.
No, that's what I thought right now. I was like, dude, I guess they really don't want me to ride that pony to the ring. Hey, by all means, I don't want to, you know, piss off PETA or whatever. I wanna, you know, the animal people.
Well, we thought we pissed you off because you didn't say nothing. We thought you were like, oh, how dare you guys ask me to do this? So there's a little
not
miscommunication.
I thought I lost it.
Yeah, sometimes it's the phone system. Like, it's easier when people call in and we have less problems than when I have to call out through this. I don't know, it's weird. So, where were we? Lance, do you have any more questions?
Yeah, Venom, I just want to know what you're up to. What's your next show? Where can people find you? What did you do last weekend? You know, I always love to catch up with you, man.
Well. Venom, the Nuclear Warrior, has been getting ready. He's been recovering. He's anticipating getting back into the ring for sure. On the 29th of this month, July, the year of our Lord, I'm going to be wrestling for One Ring Circus. So they're going to be running a show. They're based here out of San Diego. I recently made my re-debut with them about like 2 weeks ago. Made a run-in. Attacked my former friend Motros Jungle, formed an alliance with Araxiel, the headbanging horror show. He summoned the Nuclear Warrior because he needed assistance. He needed the extra help to go and take on everybody else. So we're going to capture the tag team championships of that promotion. And, oh, yeah, we're putting everybody on notice so far. Aside from that, next month, well, what is it, the 18th? August 18th. And August 19th. For August 18th, I believe it's going to be the show, the big show. Yeah. Back, is it Stanton, I believe? Could be Stanton, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nuclear Warrior is coming back to Stanton. And getting ready for that for sure. On the 19th, so it's like two back-to-back dates, and on the 19th, I'm wrestling again for One Ring Circus. So I'm going back up and down. Be it as it may, you know, the show I got going on in Stanton, I can't look any more forward to this match than I am right now, which is AJ Mana. Like I said before, he's somebody I really want to get into the ring with. He's really skilled, and I feed off of that. You know what I mean? And I got a lot of let's just call it aggressive motivation right now. And what better way to manifest that than doing what I love to do? And you know what? I don't want to wait any longer. You know what I mean? I want to get back into that ring. The sooner the better. And because honestly, we do it because we love it, and we do it for the people that also love it. And it's like an addiction being out there, and I need that. Venom, the Nuclear Warrior, needs that to stay alive, to stay, you know, his blood pumping through his nuclear veins. He needs that. He needs to be out there. You know what I mean? And AJ Mana is the guy to go up against with that. So we got that to look forward to. There's some other dates coming up, too. Sometime in, you know, October next month and all that stuff. But right now, my main focus has just been to stay consistent. You know, that's always the key, to prepare the body to stay consistent and everything else. But I'm making damn sure, and I'm working hard as I can to make damn sure that this will be the best version of the Nuclear Warrior has been for the better. Definitely.
Okay.
As far as what I did last week, let's see, ate some tacos, lifted some heavy-ass weight, did a lot of cardio, saved lives, you know, devoured some more tacos, and just been really getting in the headspace. Maybe I'll be coming up with some new shirts, you know, it's always a fun deal, but
well, that's cool.
just prepping right now.
Yeah, my my boyfriend's daughter, she got one of your shirts. She loves it.
Yeah. Which one? The one with the face?
Yeah. Yeah, so with
like
the face.
Guerrero Nuclear on one side. That one. Okay.
And then, yeah, it's green and black.
What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get some actual, like plush dolls. You know, the little wrestle buddies.
Oh, that would be cool.
Like different colors. Yeah. Like different colors,
yeah.
Different color variations or whatever.
Those are, yeah, that would be cool. I like seeing, like, there's, when we were at WrestleCon, they had, like, a bunch of the, like, wrestlers and little plush dolls. They were pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, I got a bunch of ideas up my sleeve, too. Like, in case the day comes where I eat too many tacos and I get, like, really, really fat, I'm going to embrace that, too. I'm going to, like, come out, like, you know, with a box of white powdered donuts. You know, I'm going to be wearing, like, a little vest, you know, with, like, big baggy pants tucked into my boots, straight up Majin Buu from Dragon Ball Z, with, like, a little white mask and stuff like that. Hell yeah.
Powder all over you.
It's like, is that like war paint or is that powder from the donuts or is that the milk? Is that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you, the wheels are moving. Mm-hmm.
I love the never-ending creativity from you, Venom. I also admire that you always consistently go where you're needed, whether you're going down south in San Diego, making your way up to Orange County, back down to San Diego, everywhere in between. I commend you for that, brother, because that's something that a lot of boys, a lot of men can do in this business. A lot of people stay comfortable in their spot, and I love to see you grow, man. Just want to shut you up.
No, thank you for that, man. I really appreciate that. And that's a phobia, you know, not just as a wrestler, but as a human being. You know, that's a big phobia for me, you know, like staying comfortable. And that, like, you know, we all have our things going on in our lives, and we do the best we can. You know, we could always do better. Of course, we could always do better. You know what I mean? But different situations arise, different circumstances. Everybody's dealt a different set of cards, and it's all what you do with it. You know what I mean? We all move at different paces.
Yeah.
There's some people that, you know, accomplish things at a different pace than others. You know, there's some people that don't get theirs till later on or sooner than others. You know what I mean? But what matters is consistency. And consistent and believing in yourself first and foremost, because nobody's going to do it for you. And if you believe in yourself, that what you call that translates not just through your presence and everything, but through what the audience sees in the ring. And they just, you know, you don't have to be the best, you know, acrobatic, spot filled wrestler. But if the audience just feeds off the aura that you present, like you're telling your story by doing anything in there. And if you do it with all your heart, they're going to see that, and they're going to see that's genuine and authentic, and they're going to be more drawn to that. You know what I mean? And like, I'll say it right now. I'm not the most agile guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not the most flashy acrobatic. I just do me. I just do what I feel. And so far that's been enough. It's, you know, some guys might not like it. Some other guys, they do like it. But what I always pay attention is to what the people say. And I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I have had people approach me different times telling me, you know, hey, I really liked your performance, or point out different things from different times. And you know what? That means so much to me, because that means, you know, you're doing good. You're doing the right thing. Keep going. Keep doing it. Doesn't matter. Just, you know, there's always going to be a way to keep fighting. So that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely great at it. But, we got to play the commercial, but before we let you go, do you want to give the fans, like, your social media so they can follow you and find out your next wrestling shows and stuff?
Definitely. So my social media right now is just my Instagram, my Facebook, everything else got hacked. You can find me at Instagram, Venom, that's V-E-I-N-O-M, Nuclear Warrior. It's going to be the little picture with my back turned facing the camera with the mask facing forward. It's
awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming out and talking to us. Having a moment with the Guerrero Nuclear. That's that means Nuclear Warrior, right? I'm still brushing up on my Spanish, still brushing up on my MMA. Brushing up on my New Japan. We'll talk about that later. But I don't know if he's here or not, but bye, Venom. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I think we lost him. All right, bye, Venom. All right, I'm going to play the commercial, and we'll be right back.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Hey, everybody, we're back at the United Wrestling Council Radio. Me and Lance again. Dude, I had a question for you, too, when we came back. Oh, I was going to talk about the commercial like Dan always does. Every time they say the Hulk, I think it's Lou Ferrigno, but I'm hoping it's the Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, you never know which Hulk it is. Especially this whole multiverse thing going on nowadays, it could be anybody. But
yeah,
as long as it's what you believe, you know. If you believe it's Ruffalo, it's Ruffalo. I personally go for Ed Norton, but you know, everyone's got their own different tricks.
You like the Edward Norton one better?
Yeah, that's the one I grew up on. That's, you know, my formative years. And yeah,
the first one I thought was the Eric Bana one.
Oh, okay. So you're way before me.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be 40. And I'm sure you're barely in your 30s or 20s.
Oh, no, don't. I wish I was still in the 20s. You know, it's scary being 31 this year, but I'm handling it with grace.
That's right. Yeah, I know. It gets scary as you get older, but at least I don't look it.
Yeah, you look great. You don't crack. And we're going to have a birthday celebration for you next week, even though it's going to be a day past. We're going to sing happy birthday like we did for Manny. So I hope you're excited for that.
I am. So let's talk Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. All right. I love it.
Me too. It was really good. The first match, I wasn't there, but I watched it on TV.
Okay, because I coun't make it there either. I was in London, England. I was watching with you.
Expense
from the United Wrestling Council or something, but just checking.
One day.
So tell
One
me.
One day what, they'll take it.
Hey, I can't wait.
For me, what's
one of your favorite matches?
Well, the girl Money in the Bank one was obviously the best one. Like, dude, the way that they fight, like, they're brutal. Like, even the guys, like, the Money in the Bank one was crazy as well. But the girl one with the handcuffs and, like, the way that they just flip off those ladders and then they just tip them over and everybody goes flying. And I was, like, I've seen also clips from last year and I was tripping out on how, what's her name won? Liv? And how she, like, caught herself on the ropes and threw the ladder back and then was able to get it. Like, that was awesome. So, like, this year when, I forgot, her name's Sky something? The Asian
Io
one?
Sky?
Yeah, okay. The way she did it was badass. The way she got the, she handcuffed them together and got them off. That was so funny. But I really wanted Becky Lynch to win. She's my favorite. I love
Becky. Yeah,
it's
very classic to see people. Unexpected wins, you know. You see all these big names, you know, see Bayley, see Trish Stratus, you see Becky Lynch, and none of those ones win. So I kind of like it because it gives you that false, like, oh, yeah, it's Trish Stratus, she's going to win. But then, you know, a pull like that where you have Io, it's worth
it. Exactly, because I thought Trish Stratus was going to win. It was going to be her or Becky Lynch, but I thought it was going to be Trish because she's back right now, you know, and she's making a scene. So, but yeah, I'm glad that it was that girl. Cause I do like her, the way she looks and like, she's known for flipping off like from high, right? Like that's what everybody like anticipates from her, which I like. I love the way she, jumped off the ladder and then she landed on, I think Bayley and Becky Lynch too as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool. I really like that. The first one I did, I love the way that I do like that. What's his name? The one that won Priest, is it Priest?
Damian Priest, yes.
Yes. I'm glad he won. I wanted him to win. I hate Logan
Paul. Yeah, that was
Paul,
your go-to.
I already knew he wasn't going to. I already knew Logan Paul wasn't going to, but I'm glad Damian Priest won.
I'll disagree with you on that very heavily. Disagree very heavily. Disagree very heavily.
Who did you
want? I just had to say it three times just to make it a statement, you know. So, like, I don't know. Who do you think should have won, like, honestly? Come on.
I like Damian Priest right now. I think he – I like him right now. Like, I think he's good at it right now. I don't – I hate Logan Paul. And
so
I don't
Eli
remember
Drake.
Who,
Eli Drake.
Oh, no, you know who was good too? Oh, what's that guy's name? Something with the R. Or –
I'm looking at it there and Nakamura.
The
six people that were in
it. The way he jumped off. He's wearing the red and white. That guy was bad, too. I kind of actually hoped for him, too.
Yeah.
He's like wearing the red and white tights.
Let me see. Ricochet.
Yes, Ricochet. I couldn't remember his name.
It's hard because the picture I'm looking at doesn't show their pants. It just shows, like, the jackets that they take off. So I had to do a little mental mind games. But, yeah. How did you feel about that spot with Ricochet and Logan Paul? Since you didn't like him, he kind of got busted up a bit. Did that make you happy, or were you worried for him?
Yes. No, it makes me happy. Logan Paul, he has – okay, from the first – I hated him from when he first started WWE. What was that, like the first – like two WrestleManias ago or something like that? Or was it Royal Rumble?
Yes, right after COVID.
Okay. So I hated him from that thing, but I have to give it to him. He is pretty good. Like, he probably did put in his work to do it. Like, the way he does the flips, like, he does – and he does a lot of, like – you know, just the way that they smash through the tables and those leaps that they do. Like, he does a lot of that, which, that okay, he's kind of winning me over on that, but I still can't stand him. But it's good to see that he is taking it seriously, and it's just not like, oh, because he's YouTube famous or whatever, you know, like how sometimes they do that. But he actually is, like, decent. So I got to give him that, but I do hate him.
Well, hate's a powerful word, but I totally agree with the sentiment and what you're trying to say behind it. So I was, getting back to what I wanted to win, you know, was this guy, Eli Drake, who's been putting in all this work, and the crowd loves him. You can tell every time, ever since he got into the match with The Fiend at WrestleMania, the crowd loved him and been eating him up. And he was standing there with his hands fumbling. That hurt my feelings, man, because LA Knight should have won. LA Knight should have won. I'm letting everybody know.
He almost did, though,
huh?
At one point. I think he almost did at one point.
Right at the end, and then the Archer jumped in and crushed his dreams. But he was literally holding the briefcase, and that was the loudest I think the crowd's been all night until the Civil War. But yeah, that was my guy to win. Hopefully he gets pushed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what his name is going to do with the Money in the Bank contract, but we'll see. I'm excited to see what, what's her name, Sky? I don't remember. I just know it's Sky.
Dio? Yeah.
Dio Sky. Like, I'm excited to see what she's going to do with it. Or you think she's going to go straight to Mommy? I think so, too. I would.
Ooh, yeah.
But do you think she has the skill to beat her?
She's got more years than her, so I would say she's more experienced. If they play it clean on one-on-one, you know, I might give it up to Io, but, you know, the Judgment Day is always standing by. And I don't know. She can stand up for – Rhea can stand up for herself, but, you know, you always got that faction. There's a bunch of sneakies around, you know. And who knows if Bayley's going to be in the corner after that. Yeah.
So what do you think about Dominic and Cody Rhodes' match?
They delivered. They delivered a very good match. I was very excited to see them go off. Even the week before, they're cutting promos. I don't know if you saw it on Raw. But Cody was pretty much saying, I guess your daddy didn't whip you enough, so I'm going to have to, you know, give you extra spankings. So that was pretty cool.
I like the I like the way Cody Rhodes told him, like, I guess you're right. He was a bad father because I'm looking at his worst mistake now or something like that. That was so funny. At first, I hated Dominic because he wasn't like, well, I didn't hate him, not like Logan Paul, but he wasn't like, oh my God, you know, like he deserves this moment, you know, but like as it goes on, I feel like he's getting better.
Oh yeah. I definitely think him going heel was the best decision for his career because
yeah.
you can only cling on to daddies for so long, you know?
Yeah. 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 I do like him better as a heel, but at first it wasn't very believable, but now it is getting better, especially when they did the jail thing. I was like, oh God, calm down.
Oh yeah, his one night in holding got him.
Yeah, and he's like, I did hard time. I've done 4 days. No, just kidding.
Yeah, you can't say hard times to Cody Rhodes when his dad literally invented the hard times promo, you know what I'm saying? He don't know nothing about hard times, but that's getting me hot for another reason.
I freaking love Cody Rhodes. I don't know. He's just like my favorite right now, and because he's so hot as well. And but you know what? His lisp is very, very cute. I love his lisp. But I love him.
A lot
like,
of biased opinions going on, but I like it. I respect it. And I can't say things of that nature. I'll get canceled. I'll be replaced next week with PG Jello if I say something like that. But
no.
love the way the world works, right, Manny?
Hey, I didn't get too bad, okay? No, but no, like Cody Rhodes, there's just like I think he just has like I don't know, I just love the way he has, the way he walked in and everybody's just like cheering for him and the way he's just like smiling and they're singing his song and he just like you could tell like the parts where he's like appreciating it, you know? Like in his face.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about him. It's like he's like I mean, I'm sure that's, like, a great feeling to feel, like, all the fans and all that, and then, like, them singing your song, and imagine that feeling.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely would be a high that's incomparable to any edibles.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, for real.
How'd you feel about the tag team action that happened with the women, specifically Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey defending their belts against Liv Morgan and Raquel Gonzalez, or Raquel Rodriguez, I should say. Sorry, NXT kind of has me backwards with the whole name change.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I was confused, too. I was like, isn't it? Like, I was thinking that, too, when she came out. But I love that match. The only thing is, like, okay, like, Ronda, I go for Ronda most of the time because, like, it's Ronda Rousey. And I've always followed her career since UFC. And,
oh.
and Angelica, well, Jello, that was, like, who got her into, like, yeah, my dad did, too, but, like, she just watched it at that point, you know? She wasn't, like, oh, I want to do this. But when she saw Ronda Rousey, that got her into wanting to do MMA. And then that's when, like, when she was, like, 15, that's when I put her in because of that. Also because she got picked on. But that was also one of the reasons because she wanted to do that so bad. And when I put her there, she's, like, unnatural, dude. Like, it comes so natural to her that it was just like, oh, my God, she's perfect for this. But, like, so I go for Ronda. And then Shayna, she actually did train with Angelica when we first started because she goes to CSW with Eric Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
And Shayna was there. Shayna and I want to say Marina Shafari.
Marina Shafari.
I don't know her last name. Okay. Both of them were there. And, oh, Jeslyn too. They all trained there at first. So Jello actually rolled with Shayna a few times. She's tapped her too.
Oh, wow.
So that's awesome. Yeah, Jello's tapped her. So it was like cool. And she was like 16 years old when she did this. It was awesome. And then, but to see her turn against Ronda.
Well,
like,
you see, okay, here's a good way to explain how here's a good way to explain how Shayna feels. Imagine you're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
And your relationship is a chocolate raisin. Do you know what a chocolate raisin is? It's where, like, the raisin's on the inside and it's covered with chocolate.
Yes.
So in any relationship, we'll use their relationship for an example, who's the raisin and who's the chocolate?
Ronda Rousey's the chocolate and she's the raisin?
Yeah, and it's not, you know, raisins are good for you, but chocolate's like what you see first, you know? Chocolate's that sweet,
yeah.
Wow, pop, you know? And I think Shayna's tired of being the raisin in the situation, you know? So I think that might be a reason why, even though they're tag champs, Shayna's been in there longer. But she's been in the business longer than Ronda Rousey. And she hasn't had a main title run. To my knowledge, she might have in NXT, but in the main cards, I don't think she's ever had a women's title run, and that could upset her, you know? So
not all
villains are bad guys, you know? Everyone's hurt. Everyone's got feelings. She just
happens
to take it out on
her
best friend by attacking her.
Yeah. Best friend, though, buddy. And I was like,
yeah, well,
I couldn't
what?
See
my
best
friend.
Friend
hasn't...
No, but I don't know. I just think that, like, if you're a tag team, you should be strong. But they're not really a tag team, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, I get where she wants to be the one in the spotlight now. But it's like, I don't know. How can she? You think she can outshine Ronda Rousey?
Let me ask you this. Is it fair that Shayna Baszler started before Ronda? Ronda came up. Ronda had a big push. Ronda left to get pregnant. Ronda left to be a mother. Ronda came back, and she's still more relevant than Shayna Baszler, who's been there the whole time.
Honestly, yeah, I totally agree with that, because even when she was in UFC, when she got knocked out and then came back, for her to go straight for that title shot again was like, I didn't like that either. So, yeah, I get your point on this, too. It's kind of the same thing. Like, she should have started off again at the bottom. Well, not the bottom, but, like, you know, at least, when she lost it to Holly Holmes, then the one that she broke the arm, the Ronda broke her arm, what is her name?
I'm not sure. I'm still learning my MMA homework.
Oh, okay. Well, the one that beat Holly Holmes after Ronda, she had fought her before, and Ronda had broken her arm and beat her really bad. Like, I don't remember. I want to say Misha Tate. I think that's her name, Misha Tate. I'm not sure though. And then that girl Misha Tate finally got her shot, and then she beat Holly Holmes and then got the belt. But then when Ronda came back, she went straight to Misha, and then it was like she should have fought Holly Holmes again.
Mhm.
I think.
Yeah, so you can see how politics play into it.
Yeah, it's Misha Tate. That's her name. Yeah, I can see that. I guess she gets it because she's Ronda Rousey. But yeah, I get it. Shayna should be getting her shot then, since she left to get pregnant, then comes back, and like, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Like, she hasn't put on hold at all.
I hate always being right, but it is what it is.
No.
Can't fight it.
That this time, okay, I can't argue with you. You're right at this point, but I'm not gonna say you're always right.
All right, let's at least agree on one thing. How did you feel about the Bloodline Civil War, the Usos going against Solo Sikoa and Roman Reigns?
I hate it, but I just hate
what
how
hate?
Cocky Roman. I hate that they're fighting because you know they're supposed to be a family. But Roman Reigns is getting too cocky, and he's trying to control them too much. So I could see why they wanted to step out. And then they proved that he could be beaten.
I don't like the whole
acknowledge
said right then.
Acknowledge me. You don't?
No,
why,
I disagree with
you
on
like
many of those points. Yeah, I mean, your job as the chief, you know, like, even whether it's in wrestling or whether it's in your tribe, your town, your village, even in your home, there's that one person in the house that everyone goes to, whether it's the parental figure or the grandparent or whatever. Listen, when your grandma tells you to bring in those groceries, you bring in those groceries. When she tells you to wipe the floor, you wipe the floor. Do you talk back to your elders, whether that's your grandmother, your grandparents, your father, you know what I mean, in a hyper context, you know? There's always that dominance.
Yeah.
I know I have a mother, and my mother is my tribal chief in my family. She can be extreme.
Yeah.
She can be kind of wild, but I know at the best, she has my best interest at heart. That's what it
yeah.
means to have a tribal chief. You put your trust, your loyalty, your devotion blindly into this person because you know they know what's best for you. And you want to
yeah,
say that Roman Reigns is getting cocky. I think, no. You want to think Roman Reigns is getting cocky. I think it's the Usos that are being cocky. They're still trying to be relevant, riding off the coattails of Roman Reigns since WrestleMania, since they lost their tag team championships. You understand? Now it feels like, oh, well, if we can't take the tag goals, we're just going to fight and blame Roman, who hasn't been defeated for his belt in over 1,000 days. So
yeah, which
you
want to
say
like
that Roman's picking?
Yeah,
yeah,
no, I don't
yeah,
like that they're turned against each other because I think they should be. But at the same time, there's only so long that you could be bossed around by somebody. And I like, who knows if he really does have their best interest at heart, because right now he just seems like he's just about himself.
Well, when you say have his best interest at heart, you have to remember that Roman Reigns, with the assistance of Solo Sikoa, was able to help the Usos maintain, collect,
yeah.
and defend those tag team championships. You know, you can't say Roman was sitting in the locker room the whole time. Roman played his
no,
role.
No, I'm not saying that.
The Usos chose not to play
that's
their role.
After a while, the dynamic changes, and, you know, people don't stay.
I don't
like,
know. I don't see the dynamic changing with my grandma. I mean, my mom doesn't see me kicking her in the face and telling her I'm
well,
the tribal chief now.
I don't see your grandma.
Come on now.
I don't see your grandma freaking being like, acknowledge me.
Oh, you should see her after she cooks some bomb dinner on Sundays, man. She's waiting for them fingers in the sky. And that's back. That's shoot right there. But, okay, I understand you have a difference. I have a difference. You know, you like salt, I like pepper, whatever. But we can agree that the match was great.
No, it was great. Yes, it was great. I did love it. But I can't believe that the Usos did win. I really thought it was going to be Roman and the other guy.
They got to push the story.
Yeah,
if the tribal chief put the babies and they spanked them and put them in their place, well, you know, then how would they move forward? They would just have to, they would be like, oh, you're right. I shouldn't talk back to dad. I shouldn't talk back to mom. I shouldn't talk
yeah.
back to the tribal chief, you know. So now it just makes
yeah.
it awkward and messy, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty, I don't know. At first I was like, wrestling is just so like, well, not just all of it, like the WWE, so dramatic at some point, you know? But some of the storylines
oh, yeah.
I do love. Sometimes it's like, dude, okay, so, but Imperium, what do you think about them?
They should have stayed on NXT.
Gunther.
They're good guys. Okay, Gunther as the main character, yeah, he's balling.
Yeah.
I liked how he was able to hook the leg for Riddle and get that ankle submission because, you know, we usually just see him go for power moves. It shows his arsenal. What I didn't like was that Drew McIntyre came out because I don't really like him. You know, I thought his contract was going to expire. I would have been more excited to see Randy come out, but it was what it was. And, you know, hopefully it sets up a good match between Gunther and Drew. His contract isn't renewed yet, so... Who knows? He could stay with the business or he can have one last run.
Yeah. I always think that freaking the Imperium dudes remind me of the guys from Dude, Where's My Car? They need the transponder.
That's right. That's classic right there. That's a throwback Thursday for you.
It was just like, the moment I saw them, I'm like, dude, they remind me of something. I was like, dude, where's my car? I thought that was so funny. But I don't know. I just really liked this Money in the Bank. It was pretty good. I love the girls' match the best, though. But that's me. I love the girls' matches way better. Anyways.
Let's not forget John Cena came out.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
I wanted to squeeze that in before we get cut off. I just want to squeeze that in.
Who
Sorry.
Came out? Who came out with him?
Grayson Waller.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Yeah, John Cena, he's done wrestling, though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's why he just came to spank him around. It was really cool. Imagine if you were in London
yeah.
to a WWE event, and then you had someone big like John Cena unannounced. I popped. Imagine
yeah.
people in the crowd.
I love I didn't really care for John Cena most of his career, but when he started acting, Peacemaker is what made me love him.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. I love Peacemaker. Can you confirm?
I freaking love the beginning, like, part of the show when he's dancing. It made me like, it's so funny. That was one of the greatest shows.
Do you want to know a little fun fact about that?
Yes.
Back when I was running a company and stuff, I don't run it anymore, so it doesn't have a name or whatever. But back when I ran a company,
yeah.
on my very first kind of experience I had was, hey, you know, it'd be cool if I walked out and did the Peacemaker intro, because it was so fresh at the time, it was so hot, but I couldn't get enough people to choreograph with me. But if I did, that would have been my debut in the business, or my re-debut.
Oh,
so,
man, you
fun fact.
I wasn't there, because we would have so done that. Me and my daughters would have done that with you.
Hey, UWC, August 27th, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss it.
We got to practice that dance then.
Yeah, we'll link up and we'll definitely work on a choreography.
All right, so I got to go pick up Jello from work soon, though. So we got to wrap up the show now.
All righty, thank you for having me again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being part of the United Wrestling Council podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pirate Radio. We do it live. We do it just for you. We do it every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We got Sonia. We've got Lance. We've got Manny listening in the back. So thank you guys for coming on in. This is your boy Lance. Sonia, you can say your goodbyes, but I am out of here.
All right. Bye, everybody. Hopefully we have Dan back with us next week. Bye. Bye, Lance.